T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dog's damaged.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gowerd is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gowerd on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gowerd. Loogie. You know, in this situation, I love to say, I told you so, so I'm going to tell you so. Last week, I spent, you know, most of my hours here on After Hours telling you that if it ended up being the Spurs, if the Spurs were the opponent for the Knicks, if the Spurs were the last team standing in the Knicks' way, the Knicks would be winning a championship. And you saw it play out in game one, everything that I told you for a week, which is this Knicks team, when you consider the experience, when you consider Jalen Brunson and his clutchness, when you consider the play of Karl Anthony Towns, which is the best basketball of his career, and that was on full stage last night during that comeback in the third quarter when Wemby went to the bench, and his leadership, I mean, he was mic'd up during the game, and he just sounded like a totally different dude than we have heard in the past. And you just saw it on the court. The fire, the intensity that is Karl Anthony Towns right now and that is burning in his belly, which is just infectious in this whole group. And that experience and that want and that will was going to be too much for the Spurs. Now, I picked the Knicks in five. I said by the end, the Spurs would be begging for mercy. And you saw it last night, because down the stretch there in those final couple minutes, after the Knicks battle back in the third quarter, then they take a lead, and then the Spurs have their own 9-0 run, whatever, to tie it up, get it close. Jalen Brunson and the Knicks took over because they want it more, because this might be it. Yeah, maybe they win 3 championships in a row, but who knows? The Spurs are certainly set up for the next 10, 15 years, and they are inexperienced, and they won their championship already. The bright lights and the big stage of the NBA Finals is just too much for this young team, and that's to be expected. You have to climb the ladder, like this Knicks team has done. You have to grow together as a unit. You have to become connected as a team. And the way you do that is by suffering heartbreaking playoff series losses. It grows the camaraderie. It grows the chemistry. And it makes you battle-tested for these type of moments. There's nothing that can get thrown the Knicks' way that they haven't seen in these last couple years together. So no matter what the situation is, they are able to handle it. And they also have the most clutch player in the NBA. And no matter how Jalen Brunson looks throughout a game, whether he's going back to the locker room, which I never panic in those situations because we've almost become accustomed to seeing Brunson go to the locker room. So I don't even hold my breath. I know he's going to be back out there, and I know that he is going to be effective when it matters the most, and that is in crunch time. And that's what you saw last night. Brunson was not on his game early, got banged up in the first quarter on several occasions, was sloppy with the basketball, had a rough shooting night. Knicks are down double digits in the third quarter. And then all of a sudden, you look up and they have a 1-0 series lead. They ended up winning by double digits and Brunson had 30 points. In order to beat this Knicks team, you are going to have to drive the stake through their heart. And that's not happening. Yeah, you might get one game. Maybe. Maybe. I predicted this series would end in five. Wouldn't stun me at all if it's a sweep. But there is no way, no way, this Knicks team at this moment is losing four games in this series. No way. Not with the run that they're on, not with the momentum that they have, not with the wave that they are riding on. There is zero shot. And I say that as confidently as I've ever said anything into this microphone. They're not losing four games. Especially against a team that is inexperienced and doesn't truly have that closer. You know, Wemby can disrupt the game defensively, but offensively, as far as being a closer and those clutch moments, he is not on the same level as Jalen Brunson. And that's why I said Jalen Brunson is the best player in the series going into this. Because when it matters the most, when the chips are down, you'd rather have Brunson on your side than Wemby. And when Wemby goes to the bench, the Spurs are in big trouble. And that's exactly what happened last night. The Knicks have more ways to beat you. Whether it's Brunson down the stretch, whether it's Karl Anthony Towns playing the best basketball of his career, whether it's Josh Hart, who had the best three-point game in the history of games, meaning he scored 3 points, but he affected, and this is, you know, for the national media that doesn't pay attention to the Knicks, they're like, well, hold on a second, Josh Hart did what? We know this as Knicks fans, we know this as ball knowers, watching Josh Hart play day in and day out, and he really is, pun intended, the heart and soul of this team. He's lunch pail, he's hard hat, he's everything that this city is built on. Josh Hart can score 3 points, 8 points, 10 points, and still impact a basketball game in a big-time way. And that stretch where the Knicks played poorly this year after the NBA Cup, Hart missed a lot of that time. And I think that was a huge factor because of all the things that he does on a basketball court. All the little things, all the dirty work, all the energy. I've said this for years. They've either cloned Josh Hart or he is the most physically gifted athlete in terms of stamina, in terms of conditioning that we've ever seen. So it's one or the other. There's either seven Josh Harts and they sub him out, like if you've ever seen, spoiler alert, the movie Prestige, and he's got a bunch of clones around him, or, great movie by the way, or he's just so well-conditioned that he is the most well-conditioned athlete ever. Because when there's a loose ball or there's a rebound, Josh Hart is going to get that with every ounce of fiber in his being and in his body. This is the Knicks' time. This is our time as a city. We've waited long enough, 27 long years to get to the finals, 50-plus years to win a championship. The stars have aligned. Everything has fallen perfectly into place. But it wasn't an overnight success. This has been years and years and years in the making. Not just us as fans having to suffer through the bad years and the lean years and the disappointment of the 90s. We want to put the 90s Knicks on a pedestal. And I grew up, that was my team. You know, that was my first introduction to sports and basketball was the 90s Knicks. And I love those teams. I love those players. And I love those series. And I love the style in which those series were. And it was great. It was amazing. But they didn't win a championship. And then all those years of just misery in terms of the basketball team not being any good. And a little flash of something with Melo and Stat, but nothing that made you think, oh, they're going to win a championship. And then along comes Leon Rose. Along comes Tibbs. Along comes Jalen Brunson. And the foundation of this franchise started to be built. And brick by brick by brick, Leon Rose, which I think is the best job ever in the history as far as the job he has done, it is the best job any executive has ever done in the history of New York. The Knicks were a laughingstock. They were an absolute embarrassment. There's no other way to phrase it. But there was always hope because, and this goes for any sports team, you want to throw the Jets into this conversation. If you hire the right people who know what they're doing, things can change. And that's exactly what James Dolan did. He hired the right person. He hired Leon Rose, who took a major chance on Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson, when you look at his, obviously his size, or lack thereof, in terms of his height. When you think about a guy that is a game changer and the face of your franchise and somebody you're going to build your team around, Jalen Brunson, as far as walking off the bus, does not fit the prototypical superstar in the NBA. But Leon Rose saw something in him that perhaps nobody else besides Jalen himself, I'm sure his father, his teammates in college, Jay Wright, but few others saw this to this level. And thankfully, Leon Rose was one of them because this was the centerpiece to which they built their team around. Now, it's not unprecedented. We've seen smaller guards lead teams to championships and be the focal point, whether it's Isaiah Thomas, whether it's Steph Curry. But it is very, very rare. It's not the way you draw it up. You want guys that have incredible athletic skills and height, like a Wemby, like a LeBron, like a Kevin Durant, and then obviously a Tim Duncan, a Shaq, you know, on and on and on and on. Michael Jordan, of course. You know, Jalen Brunson doesn't fit that profile. Now, if it was just Brunson, we would have an Allen Iverson situation where he could carry a team to the finals on his back, but when he got there, he wouldn't win a championship. That's where the other players come into play. That's where Leon Rose building this team and every decision that Leon Rose has made, and they weren't all perfect, but nobody is. He has got a resume that I would put up there as good as anybody in this town's history as far as an executive, considering where the Knicks were. He essentially built this team from scratch. They might as well have been an expansion franchise. That's how bad they were for so long. And he didn't build it. And this is the beauty, and this is why the Knicks should be celebrated, not just here in New York, but the league should celebrate it. The national media should celebrate it because the Knicks built this team the right way. They didn't besmirch the integrity of the sport by losing on purpose and trying to get ping pong balls. They built it the right way with the right type of group where it's guys with... It's really... The Knicks are an island of misfit toys. That's the best way I could say it. They are... This guy's too short. This guy doesn't play great defense. this guy can't hit a jump shot the way we want him to. This guy's soft. This guy's injury prone. This coach hasn't been successful enough to be hired here to give you a championship. They're all the players that nobody else either wanted or were discredited by everybody, essentially. And Leon Rose collected this island of misfit toys, and he has created a championship team, because that's what they are. They're going to win the championship. I said it was going to be in five, might be in four now. But whether it's four, five, six, seven, don't think it's getting seven, but if it gets to six max, the Knicks are winning a championship this year through their island of misfit toys. Starting with Brunson and the decisions that Leon Rose has made, Brunson trading all those picks for Bridges, trading for Cat, getting rid of Dante DiVincenzo, getting rid of Barrett and IQ, firing Tibbs, hiring Mike Brown, every step of the way. And it was always in good faith. You know, I speak for myself. I speak for my fellow Knick fan. It was always in good faith. There was never any bad faith in this where it was criticizing for the sake of criticizing. It was always with the thought of, we want to see this team win a championship. And you could see the seeds of it. And that's why with the fine tuning, you just wanted to make sure that Leon Rose, even with the success that he had in some of the personnel and the players that he brought in, you wanted to make sure that this scenario, because once you have this type of championship nucleus and all it needs is a little bit of this and a little bit of that to turn it into a ultimate champion where they actually win the damn thing, you want to make sure that the correct buttons are pushed. So there's going to be criticism if you disagree. And we've all thought we are smarter than Leon Rose. Newsflash, we aren't. We aren't. Now, I've been on board with the vast majority of the stuff he has done, but not all of it. Not all of it. That's for sure. And I think every Knick fan, if you're being honest with yourself, would sit there and say, there's been at least one move that Leon Rose has done that I've criticized. There's been at least one. And I'm not talking about some of the bad ones early on. I mean, from starting really with Brunson, and whether it's Hart, whether it's Bridges, whether it's getting rid of Tibbs, whether it's hiring Mike Brown, whether it's Karl Anthony Towns, whether it's trading for OG, all those moves. You know that you criticize one of them, and that's okay. I can make a mistake. You can make a mistake. We could all make mistakes. I'm just happy and we're all lucky and blessed that Leon Rose didn't make mistakes. And what he did here, and he deserves all the credit in the world, is he has built a force that we have never seen before from a Knick team. Where if they sweep here, you could start to make the argument and have the conversation that they are the greatest Knick team of all time. This would be a no-sweat, easy, feet-up, demolishing of their opponents. Building it the right way, which they are. I even have to pinch myself sometimes when I say these things. The Knicks are now a model franchise. The NBA should put the Knicks on such a pedestal, it's not even funny. Because all the things that the NBA has to try to figure out to help their sport and not go backwards, whether it's losing on purpose, the rest days, the maintenance, all the things that frustrates fans. The Knicks do everything the right way. And they built their team the right way. And that's a credit to everybody. Dolan, Leon Rose, on down. They all played a hand in this. Leon Rose turned the Knicks into the toast of the league when they were the joke of the league. And now we are being treated, because that's what this is, treated. This is a treat. This is a pleasure. This is a joy. And I was so passionate about this last night, and I'll continue to be passionate about it. This is to all my fellow Knick fans out there, and I get it. You're wired like a sports fan to be nervous, to be worried, to feel like the other shoe is going to drop, especially when there have been years and decades of no championships. You know, when you're winning and you have dynasties or dynasties, as they call it across the seas, you become arrogant. You become pompous to the point where that arrogance could still be in effect when your team is no longer winning championships. There is a cockiness when it comes to a Knick fan, always, because it's New York City and that's just the way we carry ourselves. But deep down, there's that feeling of, oh boy, even though they're on this kind of roll, even though they, everything that's been thrown in front of them, they have conquered, and they're on a historical run. I mean, 12 straight playoff wins. I mean, we're talking about, and how fitting is it that the 99 Spurs did this as well? If you don't think this is storybook, if you don't think you're watching a movie, if you don't think this is payback in terms of we're getting our returns for being a Knick fan all these years, then I don't know what to tell you. Then you might be out to sea and the parade will happen and you won't even notice it. But in terms of nervousness or worriedness or that feeling of doubt, you have to, I'm just telling you, take my advice here. You have to eliminate that from your psyche, because you're going to look back on this and say, I didn't enjoy the ride. I didn't enjoy the beauty of what we are witnessing right now. You're lucky if once in a lifetime you get to see this as a sports fan. You're lucky if you get to experience all the highs and no lows, none, of this type of playoff run. And if, and I don't think it's happening, but if we have to roll our sleeves up as a sports fan here with the Knicks, we'll do it. But until they lose, and I said this last night, I've been saying it, all my friends that I text, I tell them this, I'm like, I don't care if they're down 50. That final buzzer has to sound, and the Knicks have to have less points than their opponent for me to believe that they're going to lose. That's how confident that I am in this group. They are going to not only cross the finish line, they are going to run through the finish line. It's their time. Nothing is going to stop them. So get used to hearing it. And I want everybody out there to enjoy this. Not just the parade, not just the celebration when they win the championship, but the ride. And if you haven't been enjoying it, start enjoying it. Think of all those years you sat there as a Knick fan and you weren't enjoying life as a Knick fan. You weren't enjoying your fandom. You love your team, but it wasn't enjoyable. But you kept coming back. You kept going through the turnstile, so to speak. You kept buying tickets, or you kept your season tickets, or buying merch, or watching the games. And of course, you do that as a loyal sports fan, but why do you do that? One word. Hope. The hope that one day you will get to experience what we are experiencing right now. So this is the time to bask in the glory of it. This is the time to enjoy what we are witnessing and what we are all a part of and what we are all lucky enough to be a part of. To be around loved ones, to be around friends, to just be together as a city. Because we all know the Knicks are the one team that unites this city. We're all so fortunate and so blessed to be a part of this. And we got to see this team like they're our children sort of grow up in front of our eyes here, you know, these last couple of years. Nothing is better than that as far as being a sports fan. So if you sat there, which we all did through those years, now is the time to cash in those checks. Now is the time to kick back, put the feet up, crack open a cold one if you partake, and enjoy what we are witnessing. Because we are witnessing greatness. We are witnessing history. We are witnessing something that we will talk about for the rest of our lives. We'll tell our kids, grandkids, everybody we see on the street, hey, remember the Knicks in 26? Remember that run? Remember all those great moments? Remember all those easy games we watched when the team won by 40? Remember all those double-digit road victories they had? Boy, was that fun. Boy, was that special. Boy, was that memorable. Don't be the person that's sitting here in a couple weeks going, I will.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Wish I enjoyed it more. Don't be the person when you get married and you're like, oh man, you know, I was too wrapped up in everything. I couldn't enjoy it. I couldn't enjoy it. Because I was too wrapped up in whatever I was wrapped up in. And I hope you hear this, and if you're feeling that way, that you change your thought process. And if we have to go to work, if we have to roll up the sleeves, we'll do that. But I am supremely confident that we're not going to have to. I don't see any scenario where this team loses four games in this series. As far as I'm concerned, and I thought this going in, it's a wrap. It's over. It just is a matter of when the parade is going to be. So whether this is four, whether this is five, I don't see it going further than that. Because I think the Knicks are just on such a mission right now. And their experience, and their cohesiveness, and their continuity, and their connectedness to go along with their talent and the clutchness of their, yes, superstar player in Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns playing his best basketball. This team has no warts. They have no dents in their armor. They have no weaknesses. And you couple that with the momentum that they have and the stars aligning for them, it's all over but the confetti dropping from the roof and the sky. So just make sure, because I want to address the Knicks fans now. We'll get into the X's and O's and what I thought of game one, what I think of game two, but I'm just so confident that this team is going to win this series and win it quickly. And I've been saying that for a week or so. That, yeah, I could give you the X's and O's. I could tell you this. I could tell you this guy was great. But this to me is beyond that. This is not, well, you know, he made a nice pass there and he hit a three in the corner. Eh, whatever. Okay, but come on. This is about generations of Knicks fans. This is about your grandfather. This is about your father. This is about your aunt. This is about your cousin. This is about your friends, your sister, your brothers. And what we've waited all these years for, a lifetime for some, yours, myself included. That's what this is about. Because the Knicks have it taken care of. It's all under control. They got it. We don't need to worry about it. What we need to do as fans is sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And let this team, this great team, led by a great leader, built by a great architect, coached by a great coach, great role players, great secondary stars. It's time to just sit back and admire it and party. That to me is the story, not the X's and O's, because it doesn't matter what the script is. It doesn't matter what the Spurs throw at the Knicks. They are going to run through it. Down 20, down 14, down 5 with 40 seconds to go, the Knicks are going to capture the moment. They are going to seize the moment. This team cannot be stopped. Jeez, I've been talking for a half hour straight. I just looked up at the time. Oh, I love this. I could sit here. To me, I could do this like 5 hours straight. I don't tell management that. We got to have some breaks. But I could sit here for a half hour and just spill my guts out on the floor for you how much I love not only where I live, but also this basketball team. Because I know what I and we have all been through. I know the struggle. I know what this basketball team means to this city. And I know what is going to happen here in a couple of games and what that is going to mean for everybody. So that's the story. We could talk X's and O's. If you want to, that's great. Throw the flowers out there. That's great. But the big story to me is us, the Knicks fan, and what we are experiencing right now. Cherish it, hold on to it, and enjoy the heck out of it. I know I am. And I know this city is. I was driving around last night coming to work, and the bars were packed. Packed. And whether you're in Jersey right now, Long Island, wherever you may be, if you've driven around these watch parties, they're off the chain. It's a fever pitch out there. And it's great to see and it's great to be a part of. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get to your calls on the Knicks, of course. It's going to be the major topic. As far as Aaron Judge, we are unfortunately another day here of speculating. We don't know what the deal is. He is seeing another doctor or has seen another doctor. They want to rule out thoracic outlet syndrome, which is obviously a scary term, and it's something he'd have to get. If he needs surgery, they got to operate on very quickly because it is highly dangerous. I hate this for Yankee fans because I just would hate it for any sports fan, the unknown. It's just the worst. You feel like you're in a room with the lights shut off and you don't know what to do. So I understand it. I get it. You want to get news. You're hoping for the best possible news, and you want that news as quickly as humanly possible. And the Yankees are going to handle this with super kid gloves because we're talking about Aaron Judge. We're talking about the captain. And memory serves me correctly, I think Aaron Boone kind of spoke out of turn either last year or recently, where he had mentioned something about Aaron Judge and an injury, and Judge took exception to that. So I'm sure, because people get annoyed, oh, Aaron Boone doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. Well, this is the captain. He runs the show. This is his franchise. And when we're talking about things like this that they need to rule out, which is serious stuff, not just for his career, but his health, it's obviously a very sensitive situation. And the Yankees and Aaron Judge are doing all their due diligence to make sure that this is nothing way too serious where it's going to cost him the season or anything like that. You know, hopefully it's just a bone bruise, maybe a short IL stint, or he's back over the weekend. But we don't have a lot of information outside of that. We don't have a diagnosis yet. It sounded like we were going to get one today. We haven't. If we get one tonight, obviously we'll be all over it. But if you are a Yankee fan right now and you're going through it, I understand that. And if you're a Yankee Knick fan, I'm sure you wish that your captain on your baseball team wasn't in this situation because perhaps it's taking you away from your basketball team. So I'm here for you, Yankee fans, if you want to discuss, if you want to talk about it. But until we know truly what's going on, we're all going to just be sitting here speculating. So if you just need to be talked off the sports ledge, that's fine. I'm here. But as far as what do you think it's going to be, look, they're trying to rule out a lot of stuff, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with him because it's been bothering him for weeks. So we will get into Judge as well. We'll mix in the Mets later on in the show. Of course, they are heading out to the West Coast to play the Padres. Well, they're already out on the West Coast, but they're heading out wester, I think. Well, let me think about that. Seattle, well, probably if I did my quick geography here, it would be more like southwest to get down to San Diego, as they would call it. My wife's hometown, actually. 888-808-1019. Beautiful place. I mean, the weather is absolutely perfect. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Lugie here. Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy in prime time. We'll get to your calls coming up. I got you for the next 4.5 hours. So a lot of time for you and I to have some conversations. And that phone number to join that conversation is 888-808-1019. You could always hit up the show, which means you're hitting up me on social media. You can hit me up on Twitter at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. It is after hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. It is after hours. 888-808-1019. A big Lugowski tonight. 5 hour after hours. There is no Connor Green working with me tonight. I do have my main man, Nick Papagiorgio, though, producing. So when you call up, you can talk to Nick. He'll put you right through. That phone number to call is 888-808-1019. Game 2 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night in San Antonio. Knick fans showed up, showed out last night. Now, I did hear from two separate individuals, one in which was going to game one. He had flown to Austin, which is a tremendous city. You got to go to 6th Street. And now 6th Street is split up into basically like three different parts, and they're all, for the most part, walking distance. But they all have different type of personalities to it. Phenomenal. Great party scene, great food. Anywho, they weren't going to spend a lot of time in Austin. They were driving down to San Antonio, but it was him, his brother-in-law, a couple of his buddies. And then I heard from another fella who was at the Met game in Seattle, and he was out there with his wife, and he had mentioned he might go to game one if the ticket prices had dropped down to like $600, which they ultimately did. Now, I told both of them to hit me back up. If they're listening now, if they're on the Odyssey app, call me. I want to know what the experience was like in the building because you could hear it on the broadcast. When the Knicks did anything positive, there was a lot of noise. And whether it's Atlanta, whether it's Philly, whether it's Cleveland, or whether it's San Antonio, nobody has been able to keep Knick fans out because you can't. Not this fan base, and not for this moment. This is a lifetime in the making. This is 50-plus years, 27 years. the hunger and thirst for Knicks fans to be a part of this, to be in the arena, whether it's Madison Square Garden or, hey, it's less money to go to San Antonio. You could sit first class. You could go out for a steak dinner. You could hit the town, paint the town red after the victory, buy tickets, and still that's going to cost you less than what would cost you at Madison Square Garden. So it's well worth it if you could take a little bit of time away from your everyday life, which not, look, I get it, not everybody can, but if you have that ability, whether you're a bachelor or your wife is cool about it, or the both of you are huge sports fans and you travel together, either way, it's cheaper. And I know a lot of people ended up doing that because you could hear it, but a few members of our audience had called me up. So hopefully we hear back from them, and maybe they stayed for out there for game two. That'd be awesome. And all of that would still be less than what you're going to pay at Madison Square Garden. These ticket prices are going to be north of 10 grand. If the Knicks win game two, and I expect them to do that, and we're looking at closeout situations here in a game four, ticket prices of the like you'll never see ever again. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours with Loogie. Let's go to Justin in Manhattan. What's up, Justin?
Oh, Loogie, what's up, man?
Hey, bro. What's
dude,
up?
I don't even know where to start. The energy in the city is unbelievable. You know, to your point, I was out at a work dinner last night. I popped out midway through the first to stop by a bar downtown, and you couldn't even move. Halftime, I took a subway to go home, and I'm walking a couple blocks from the station to my apartment, and bar after bar, there's just people on the street with the TVs facing out. The energy is unreal.
Well, you know what, too, Justin, and this is where...
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
What I say about the parade in terms of why I think it'll be the biggest parade or some of the factors that I bring up, and one of them, and I think you're seeing it with the bars, the weather. You know, we as humans are just in better moods when the sun is shining, when the days are longer, when the weather is warmer. That brings out a lot of great things, too. It also brings out the feeling of you want to go out, you want to party, because you could be outside at the bar, and it's just, it's summer. It's the best time of year for a lot of people. I know there are some people that enjoy winter more. I don't know how you could, but there are most of us enjoy summer the best. So, Justin, that adds to the excitement, the energy, and just the craziness that we're seeing in this city right now.
You're exactly right. Honestly, I wanted to bring up Pat and his dominance of Wemby, but you're bringing up Leon Rose made me think of something else. And there's one other key player we have to keep in mind, and he operates in the shadows. And for years, I was like, who is this guy? He's shady. Worldwide West. Anytime someone within the organization brings up Leon Rose, even Dolan on the teammates podcast, he also brought up West.
Yeah.
West is a player. He operates in the shadows, but he's on the payroll and he's helping us get it done. He's part of the equation and we should not forget about him.
Yeah, this really is like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It's just a collective, really, from the top to the bottom on this brain trust, which this is basically an expansion team that they took over because it was rotten. And they have turned them into what I believe is going to be an NBA champion here, which is as remarkable of a job as we've ever seen in New York sports history.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. And if they win, Lugie, we're getting a table of Pasha. We're seeing black coffee. Your pick, Loud Luxury. we're making it happen, man. Let's do it.
Appreciate you, Justin. Pasha, obviously a legendary club. Did they reopen? I don't know if they did, but it was a legendary club here on the West Side where there was tons of, you know, it's house music was the base of it in terms of the music selection. And the party didn't get started there until like 2 in the morning. Literally, like 2 in the morning, the main act would go on. It was a sight for sore eyes in a good way. It was an absolute unbelievable situation. Don't know if it still exists, but what I do know is New York City has a ton of places that you can go, and the parade is going to be off the chain, and then after hours, that's the one you're going to want to attend. So hopefully the parade is on a Friday. That's what I'm rooting for, because then yours truly doesn't have to go into work, which I will do. I have my responsibilities, of course, and I will be a good soldier. And I will behave, obviously. But hey, if it could be on a Friday, more power to it. And then I'll be out till, I don't know, Sunday or something like that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dave in Greenwich. What's up, Dave?
What's up, man? So hey. I was actually fortunate enough to get the pre-sale on the tickets. Mm. But you hear me?
Yeah, you got the pre-sale on the tickets for game or three or four?
Yeah, I got games 3 and 6, but I'm honestly starting to feel like they're going to sweep, and I'm paranoid about not having the closeout ticket. Just that's not something I want more than anything, is to be in the building, you know, when they win. And, you know, I don't want to get greedy. I'm still going to a couple games, but I genuinely think they're sweeping.
Well, listen, your strategy in hindsight was the right strategy, because you're going to be at the first finals game in 27 years. So that makes a ton of sense.
I can't believe it.
And then you figure, all right, they close out in 6. I'll be there. It's hard to predict a sweep. You know, I said in 5, but it's looking more like it's going to be 4 games, just the way they're playing. And I understand what you're saying, but what you did was the correct thing. You can't beat yourself up for that, because you had the right strategy.
Another wrinkle is my friend got scammed on StubHub. Like, he thought we had tickets and we were supposed to go, and then it ended up being a fluke. So that, you know, little wrinkle in it. But regardless, if the Knicks win, I'm on cloud 9. I can't wait.
Absolutely. And you get to be a part of game 3, which either way, if the Knicks are up 2-0 or 1-1, it's going to be absolutely bonkers. The place will shake, the roof will blow off, and it's going to be a night like we've never seen before in terms of intensity, in terms of electricity, in terms of enthusiasm. It is the place to be. And if you are fortunate enough, like Dave or anyone else that's going to be there, that is awesome. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, because you could carry that with you for the rest of your life. If the Knicks never make it back to the finals, they never win another championship, you could say, you know what, I was there for that. I was a part of that run. 100%. I was in the building.
Thank you so much for taking the call, man. Big fan of the show.
Appreciate you, Dave. And there's no price tag on that. And look, I'm not going to touch anybody's money outside of maybe Evans or the rich people that work here. But what the heck? They're rich to talk sports. I'm going to touch their money. Sorry. For those that can't scrounge it, I get it. And I say scrounge. Like, you know, you're going to have a lemonade stand to pay for $10,000 for a ticket. I understand that. You're not going to get a paper route to come up with 10 G's. That's a lot of fajoules. It's a lot of boxes of ziti. But if you have the means, or you could figure out a way to have the means, and you could be inside that building, that's what it's all about. Especially the history of that place. It is a, when the Knicks are in this position with a great chance to win a championship, there's nothing like Madison Square Garden. Nothing. No arena, no stadium, nothing is going to touch it. It is the big event of big events. And you've already heard some of the guests that will be in attendance for Game 3. It just tells you all you need to know. Those two games, and especially if Game 4 is the clincher, I could sit here and try to guess what the ticket prices are going to be. 10 grand a pop, get in price, but it could be even more. And people will pay it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And look, I know you, hey, well, what is it? Prices out the average fan. I understand that, but do your best to surround yourself with loved ones, with friends, go to a bar, go to an event, go to the watch parties outside the garden or wherever it is that you want to go. If that's not your brand of vodka, if that's not your scene, find your scene and enjoy it. And if you're fortunate enough to be inside Madison Square Garden, that's a piece of history right there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Josh is in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Luke, hey, I just want... Yeah. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Yeah. I just wanted to say, this is the last road game I want to see the Knicks play tomorrow night in San Antonio. Let's get the sweep done.
Josh!
And let's have the parade.
Josh, do you have any brooms in your apartment house, wherever you live?
Yes, sir.
Well, I would say this, Josh. You better take it out of the closet. Because this is the same feeling that I had after game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. That we could be looking at a sweep. I predicted it in five, but I just see two teams here, and it's really a tale of two teams. One is so talented, but they're so young. And when it gets to crunch time, they don't have that player to lean on. They also have a guy in De'Aaron Fox who's clearly hurt. He can't take advantage of Brunson. So you could put Brunson on Fox and you don't have to worry about Jalen's deficiencies defensively. And then you have a Knick team who is experienced, who is connected on a way that we have never seen from any Knick team ever, as far as the way they are steamrolling and demolishing their opponents. And no lead is safe for the opponent. And I'll sit here and talk about parades. I'll sit here and talk about championships. How could you not watch this basketball team? How could you sit there and watch them day in, day out and go, yeah, they're going to lose four games in the series? They haven't lost a game since April! I've never been more confident about anything. That I've said it to this microphone. This is their year. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Lou in Toms River. What's up, Lou?
Boogie!
What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on, Louie? What
hey,
you got?
I'm not going to lie and say that I flew down there, but my company had a training this week, and we happened to be located in Church, Texas, which is 30 miles from San Antonio.
How about that? As Clyde would say, very serendipitous of you. The fact that you were that near the location of Game 1, how perfect is that?
It's that's what I said to my wife. I said, it's timing. And we got tickets for $368.
Really?
Now, we didn't get there for the tip-off.
Okay.
We all figured that the Knicks were going to come out slow, but we got in there, they were up, I think it was 10-2, and I'm like, holy cow, look at this, the Knicks came out on fire. And we sat maybe 20, 30 feet from where the Charles Barkley was on the right, and we were loaded, with Knicks fans up there, and I'll tell you the truth, the San Antonio people were pretty cool, but I think they were scared of the Knicks fans, because every time when we went on a run, we were giving it to them, and they just sat back down.
Yeah, so, I think, Lou, they're used to that place being a fortress. It's a great fan base. It's a great home court advantage, but nothing is like Knicks fans in terms of traveling. They had no idea what they were in store for, and they got a taste of that in game one as far as the presence of New Yorkers and Knicks fans there.
But, you know, you hit it on the head, but have you ever seen a team where people – where a team accepts their role, whether it's a seventh man, eighth man, ninth man, whatever it is, they accept their role, they play it. You know, Josh Hart, 18 rebounds. You got the other guy they're bringing in, he's such a spark plug. He comes in, he gets a quick layup, he hits a three. It's just everybody has their little role that you've never seen where they gel the way they do. It's just, it's an unbelievable thing to see, and I'm so glad that you're on, that we could talk about it. And by the way, the flight back home, all we kept saying is, Knicks in four. Knicks in four.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm so happy that you had that experience. And you paid, what, $300 to get in for an NBA Finals game? Take that and run. $300. Beautiful. And you got to see Jalen Brunson at his best, especially late in the game. You got to see Karl Anthony Towns at his best. You got to do something that is so extraordinary and so memorable, and that is go to a visitor's building and walk out of there. And you saw all the viral videos of all the Knicks fans there. That's the type of stuff, if you bottle it up and you sell it, you'd be a billionaire. It's what we chase for in life, those feelings and those moments. And for you, it was, Lou, it was serendipity. It was fate. It was meant to be. The fact that you didn't have to fly down there, you know, you were already down there for business. And you got to experience that. Awesome. If anybody else is out there, that if you're still in San Antonio or you're back from the trip, love to hear from you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. A big Lugowski here, a five-hour after hours, so four more to go. Plenty of time to take your calls on the Knicks. We will mix in the baseball stuff as well as we await some type of news on Aaron Judge, as he has seen a specialist that specializes in thoracic outlet syndrome, which is no joke. So the Yankees are trying to make sure that that's not the case, and so is Aaron Judge. If we hear anything about it more tonight, we will pass it along to you immediately. And if you are a Yankee fan out there right now that just wants to chat about it, because I'm sure you're on pins and needles, it sucks as a sports fan to be in that spot. I totally understand it. Nobody wants to be in that situation. So if you need a little bit of talking off the sports ledge, I'm here for you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here, Positive Tommy, in primetime.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relies on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Tio, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants.
And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.